Hey everybody, Josh Peck here from Josh Peck at Disclosure. I certainly hope you are all doing well, even in this strange time that we find ourselves living in since the Syrian strikes last night. Me and Christina did a video last night. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, we did a live video as news was breaking, and we had a good chat with all of you guys who were able to join us. Thank you so much for that. And in that video, I said that I would be doing a follow-up video today. I was hoping that we would be able to bring Derek Gilbert on. But unfortunately, something has come up that he's got to take care of, so we'll have to postpone that for another date. But Russia, there is breaking news. Russia has warned there will be consequences following airstrikes on Syria launched by the joint military forces of the U.S., Britain, and France in response to in response to a chemical attack on civilians supposedly put forth by Assad. But again, as far as I know, we don't know. That hasn't been confirmed as of yet. There's still a lot of things to look at. So we're going to talk about all of this. Is this going to lead us into World War III, or is this something that it's basically just done and over now, and everything's okay again? You know, so there's a lot to get through. Before that, I want to let you in on something real quick. It won't take long. It'll just take a few seconds of your time. Check this out. Hey everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions. I always take feedback. I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless. All right. Thank you. Just to get right back into it, Vladimir Putin denounced the strike after his ambassador to the United States said the bombings were an insult to the president as the three nations joined forces in response to the, quote, evil and despicable crimes of a monster, end quote. So Britain, the U.S., and France launched more than 100 airstrikes in a one-time shot against Syria early this morning. General Joseph Dunford confirmed three targets had been struck at a Pentagon briefing shortly after Trump's announcement, and these included a scientific research facility in Damascus, which is allegedly linked to the production of chemical and biological weapons, a chemical weapons storage close to Homs, and a chemical weapons equipment storage site and command post also near Homs. So no military bases as of yet. Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson described the airstrikes as highly successful and said no personnel had been injured. So here's what we know so far. Just a brief bullet point list. Quick rundown. U.S., U.K., and French launched airstrikes on Syria in revenge for this evil chemical attack. The Pentagon confirms 105 missiles were launched against several facilities. RAF Tornado jets bombed Syria chemical weapons factory in Homs with Storm Shadow missiles in strikes that saw 105 missiles launched against several facilities. Tomahawk missiles were fired from a U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer in the Mediterranean, while French military also launched cruise missiles from a warship. Syrian media says three civilians were injured in a flagrant violation of international law. Trump tweeted that the raid was perfectly executed. Prime Minister Theresa May says the attack was absolutely in Britain's national interest. And Jeremy Corbyn called the strikes legally questionable. Putin warns of consequences for an act of aggression that had destructive influence on the entire system of international relations. So Theresa May said that there was no practical alternative to the use of force after Donald Trump announced the retaliation to reports of chemical attacks, which killed 75 men, women, and children. Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov said on Twitter, quote, "A pre-designed scenario is being implemented. Again, we are being threatened. We warn that such actions will not be left without consequences. Insulting the president of Russia is unacceptable and inadmissible. The U.S., the possessor of the biggest arsenal in chemical weapons, has no moral right to blame other countries," end quote. Theresa May has today defended her decision to launch the Syrian airstrikes and insisted it sent a message to the world's tyrants that they cannot use chemical weapons. Speaking in 10 Downing Street this morning, the prime minister said, quote, "This was not about interfering in a civil war, and it was not about regime change. It was a limited, targeted, and effected strike with clear boundaries that fought to avoid escalation and did everything possible to avoid civilian casualties. This collective action, sends a clear message that the international community will not stand by and tolerate the use of chemical weapons. We cannot allow the use of chemical weapons to become normalized, either here in Syria, on the streets of the UK, or elsewhere. The lesson of history is when the global rules and standards that keep us safe come under attack, we must continue to defend them," end quote. Now, during a press conference, Theresa May defended her decision to launch strikes without holding a vote in the Commons, but revealed that she'll make a statement in Parliament on Monday to allow MPs to question her. Russian President Vladimir Putin branded the U.S.-led effort in Syria as an act of aggression that will exacerbate humanitarian catastrophe. And in a statement issued by the Kremlin, the Russian leader says Moscow is calling an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council over the strike launched by the U.S., Britain, and France. Putin added that the strike had a destructive influence on the entire system of international relations. And that's a direct quote. He reaffirmed Russia's view that a purported chemical attack in the Syrian town of Douma that prompted the strike was a fake. Putin added that Russian military experts who inspected Douma found no trace of the attack. He criticized the U.S. and its allies for launching the strike without waiting for inspectors from the International Chemicals Weapons Watchdog to visit the area. And that's what we were talking a lot about yesterday, was that we still don't know where this attack came from, who it came from, if it was Assad or if it was rebels or if it was something else. There have even been reports blaming the UK for it. Who knows? Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has also branded the attacks crimes and Britain, the U.S. and France criminals. He told Iranian television, U.S. allies will not gain any achievements from crimes in Syria. Attacking Syria is a crime. U.S. President, U.K. Prime Minister, and the President of France are criminals. And, of course, Iran is one of Assad's closest allies. And this type of alliance, and then the alliances we have, is causing people to ask, is this going to be World War III? We're not sure about that yet. I think it's too early to tell, but you know, we don't know if this is an Isaiah fulfillment about the, you know, about Damascus becoming a ruinous heap. It's still too early to tell, but there are things that we know now that we didn't even yesterday. So U.S. President Donald Trump has set a stern warning to both Iran and Russia amid fears of the rising tensions could lead to World War III. Trump said, quote, "What kind of nation wants to be associated with the mass murder of innocent men, women, and children? No nation can succeed in promoting rogue state and dictators," end quote. And yes, and that was the point that we were making last night. Don't be associated. Don't get involved. You know, we've got other things that we need to worry about here in our own country. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. has no reports of suffering any losses during the initial airstrikes on Syria. He said, quote, right now, this is a one-time shot, end quote, but is not ruling out further attacks. He added, quote, Russia must decide whether to continue on this dark path or come back to civilization, end quote. Now, four Royal Air Force Tornado GR4s launched Storm Shadow missiles at a military facility, which was a former military base, 15 miles west of Homs, where it's believed chemical weapons were stored. And Russia's foreign ministry said the strikes came as the country had a chance of peaceful future. Foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, I might be butchering that name, wrote on Facebook, quote, those behind all this claim moral leadership in the world and declare they are exceptional. Trump announces this airstrike. Oh, by the way, that was an end quote. Oh, actually, it wasn't. Excuse me. Continuing the quote, you need to be really exceptional to shell Syria's capital at the moment when it had gained a chance of a peaceful future. End quote. All right. Huge blasts were reported around Damascus early on Saturday, moments after the U.S., France, and Britain announced they were striking Syria's chemical weapons capabilities. The joint operation came a week after a suspected chemical attack outside Damascus left 75 people dead. Zakharova suggested that Western media should shoulder some responsibility for the strikes, claiming the White House cited multiple media sources on the suspected chemical weapons attack in Douma. Quote from Zakharova, American and other Western media must understand they're responsible for what happened, end quote. The official Twitter account of the Syrian presidency today posted footage of Assad arriving for work as normal, and it said, morning of steadfastness. That was the tweet that was attached to it. Theresa May confirmed that she had authorized British forces to conduct coordinated and targeted strikes, saying there was no alternative. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis would not rule out further action. Speaking from the Pentagon, he told the media, what you've seen tonight is not the end of the U.S. response. So apparently there is more to come. Quote, they have built a lot of flexibility into the plan to allow for further strikes based on what they've hit tonight, end quote. So we're still waiting for more news to come in. It's still very early, but that is pretty much what we know right now. You know, the biggest thing that I think to take away from this is we shouldn't panic. It's easy to get caught up in the whole, is this going to be World War III kind of thing? And we just don't know enough about it yet. And really, we don't even know what caused who caused the initial chemical attack that started this whole thing anyway. We still haven't had any confirmation, at least we as the American people, haven't had any confirmation that Assad even did it. Now, the government might know something, and if they do, they're not telling us, but I am not so quick to trust the government in anything like that. I would like to be informed, as I'm sure all of you would as well. Now, of course, there are times where they can't inform the American people because whatever we know, our enemies know too. So, and I understand that, but at the same time, I'm just not comfortable with the idea of these types of things happening. Really without our say, that could potentially pull us into another world war, or at least leave us open for some sort of retaliatory response from Syria, Russia, Iran, you know, who knows, without even knowing or having it confirmed that the thing that started this whole thing, the thing that started the attack, you know, the chemicals thing, was even Assad in the first place. You know, what if it wasn't? What if it was the rebels, or what if it was the UK? Like one other source was saying that it was possible. By the way, I don't really know if I believe that, but I'm just kind of talking here that it's easy to get too caught up in this where we're living in fear and where we say, well, you know, this is the Isaiah prophecy, this is Gog and Magog. Maybe I can't say that it's not, but at the same time, this should not consume our lives, because ultimately we can't really do anything about it anyway. You know, we can talk about it. I mean, I'm certainly talking about it now. We should be talking about it and having open dialogue. We should be teaching our kids about this because they're going to be the future anyway. They're going to be the people who, you know, they're going to grow up. They're going to be making changes. They're going to be enacting policies, possibly calling attacks. I mean, Donald Trump was a child at one point, too. So I think it's important to teach our kids critical thinking now. And hopefully through that, we can make a better future, you know, for tomorrow. I am interested to know what you all think about this. Of course, on this channel, we'll keep going with it, but we'll keep going with this. But it's like I said, I wouldn't want any of you guys to live in fear. I certainly don't. You know, I mean, of course, there's some concerns, but we don't have to live in fear over this. Ultimately, whatever happens, Jesus has got this, man. You know, he really does. He's got it. And we can find peace in that. Our ultimate peace is in Jesus Christ. It's in the gospel. It's in what he did for us and how much he loves us. So while it's really easy to get caught up in all this, it certainly can be, we can use this as an opportunity to spread the gospel to others who might be living in fear over this stuff because they don't know Jesus, or they don't have that cushion to kind of fall back on in case something does happen really bad. Because we know, as Christians, we know even if we die, we're safe because we're in the hands of God. We're in God's hands and nothing can remove us. So there's a lot of people in the world who are hurting, suffering emotionally, even if they don't realize it, who don't have that. So we can use this as an opportunity to spread the gospel. That's certainly what I want to do on this channel. That's what I hope all of you can do. And just let's tell people about Jesus. I mean, he is awesome. He died for you. He died for me. And if we accept that, if we accept him, and if we invite him into our lives, then nothing can hurt us. Again, even if we die, we're safe. We're in his hands. So, all right, I want to thank all of you so much for joining me on another day of Josh Peck Disclosure. And leave me a comment. Also, take a look at my Patreon site. My wife finally convinced me to start one. That was the thing in the beginning of the video. And if you don't want to deal with Patreon, that's okay. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There's plenty of free content. I actually just updated that website. And it includes so much more content now. I mean, it is phenomenal and it's all free. Now, if you find it in your heart to want to help, if you believe in what we're doing and you want to contribute, you can click on the donate link. I've also updated that as well. So you can now do monthly payments if you want to, or just make a one-time donation. And it certainly helps out this channel. It helps the community. It helps get this stuff to you. And it helps spread the gospel to the world. That's ultimately what we want to do. Of course, you know, here on this channel, I report on the news and I talk about, you know, paranormal stuff. You know, we kind of go all over the place in a lot of good ways. But ultimately, it all comes back to the gospel. And that is the goal of this channel. That's actually why I started a Patreon site, because I realized, you know, this could be something that will spread the gospel even further. So that's why I did that. So if you could click on that donate button and help out, that would be great. If you can't afford to, I certainly understand. I've been there myself in the past. But you can donate your time because you had the time to watch this video. So if you would like to, just share the video, leave a comment, leave a message, get a conversation going, and do your part in spreading the gospel. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, all right. Thank you all so much for joining me yet again. And until next time, take care and God bless.